Thank you and good afternoon. DUI is being investigated as a factor in a fatal single-vehicle collision that occurred on Highway 101 near Murray Road early this morning. Around 2 o'clock, the driver, 37-year-old Damesha Day, was headed westbound on the highway at a high rate of speed as he approached the on-ramp. The vehicle drove off the ramp and subsequently crashed head-on into a tree on the embankment. CHP officers as well as emergency personnel responded to the scene and used the jaws of life to extract Shade from the vehicle, and he was transported to Mad River Hospital. Around 6 o'clock, he was pronounced deceased after succumbing to his injuries. The investigation into the crash is ongoing, and CHP says that DUI is considered as a factor. Results from further toxicology analysis is pending. Agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force confiscated marijuana plants following a search of a U-Haul truck on Highway 36 on Friday afternoon. Reports came in regarding seven individuals loading marijuana plants into the truck in the Barber Creek Road area of Hydesville. When law enforcement arrived on scene, they spotted the U-Haul turning onto Highway 36, and a traffic stop was conducted. Agents detained the driver, 44-year-old Paul Andrew Sanders, and more than 70 marijuana plants were confiscated during the search of the truck. Sanders was booked into county jail for transportation of marijuana for sales. A man and a woman from the Hornbrook area were involved in two separate single-vehicle collisions in the same day on Highway 199 in Delmar County on Friday. Around 1 p.m., the driver, 53-year-old Renee Glenn, was headed northbound on the highway when she became distracted and lost control of her vehicle. The car traveled off the road and came to rest next to a tree. The crash caused a laceration to Glenn and major injuries to her passenger, 53-year-old Merrill Hansen. He was transported to the hospital for treatment of a fractured eye socket. At close to 9 o'clock that night, both were headed north again on Highway 199 when the two began arguing and the vehicle drifted off the east roadway and down an embankment, striking a large tree head-on. Both Glenn and Hansen sustained major injuries in the crash and were taken to Three Rivers Medical Center for treatment. On Sunday, deputies with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to Frank Memorial Hospital and spoke with a victim who was involved in a fight with his brother in Laytonville earlier in the day. The victim and his brother, 34-year-old Laytonville resident Travis Mannion, were in a verbal argument that turned physical in the 1800 block of North Road. Mannion picked up a piece of broken glass and attempted to stab the victim while threatening to kill. The victim sustained minor facial injuries and cuts to his right hand while fighting off his brother. Deputies later contacted Mannion, and he was detained without incident. Mannion was booked into Mendocino County Jail for assault with a deadly weapon, as well as criminal threats. The State Assembly approved Assembly Bill 2449 on Friday afternoon, a bill that would put a $3 billion bond measure before voters on the November ballot. 20% of the bond would be used for poor and low-income communities, and $1 billion would be set aside for the development of local parks and green spaces in communities without them. More than $1 billion would be used for existing parks and waterways as well, and the bill now heads to the Senate for approval on Thursday. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from the Hoopa Valley Tribe.
The Hoopa Valley Tribe issued a press release on Friday that announced the tribe has formally severed ties with Ray's Food Place, the only grocery outlet on the reservation. The tribe said Ray's handling of the rat infestation was reprehensible and unacceptable, and that a severance of the business relationship was what was best for the community. The Tribal Council has begun the search for a new grocer and will provide free transportation to tribal members to shop in Arcata or Eureka, and they will assist those in need with household needs while the search for a replacement grocery outlet is conducted.
Thank you, Dan. Investigators in Delmar County are looking into the cause of an early morning fire on Friday that killed one occupant as well as pets and gave a second occupant burn injuries at a residence on Weber Drive in Klamath. Fire crews from CAL FIRE and the Crescent City Fire District, along with the Delmar County Sheriff's Office, responded to the scene. Firefighters found smoke and flames coming from the windows of a fully involved building that was spreading to a second building. Firefighters attacked the blaze in the main house and quickly knocked it down, and in the process saved the second building, but a search of the residence turned up the body of the deceased. A second victim was also transported to the hospital for treatment of severe burn injuries. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.